Recently, I was speaking to a man who worked for one of the international package carriers. We were discussing the increased workload that comes to him during the Christmas season. I was shocked when he revealed to me that there was a growing epidemic of theft occurring after the packages were delivered. Yes, some people actually follow these couriers looking for an opportunity to steal an item of value. The article will be delivered, then stolen minutes later, right from the porch of the customer. The drivers are told to watch for these people, who will oftentimes be trailing them, and hide the packages very carefully on the porch or someplace. Certainly this is unfortunate to lose Christmas items and gifts to thieves, but it's much worse to consider how this trend reflects on our overall degeneration of the moral fabric of our society. Some would say, well, the economy's bad and people don't have as much today, so they're really desperate. But we do not live in a third world country, and it's certainly not a matter of survival to steal things like this. The sad fact is that this points to a more disturbing trend. In general, many people today lack the basic moral compass to regulate their behaviors. More specifically, we've become a consumeristic society, which teaches its citizens to think more of themselves than of others, and put the goods, their own goods, or goods that they can receive, before human beings. Today we begin the holy season of Advent. It is a time of preparation and expectation. It is extremely difficult to focus on waiting and preparing for the Lord as our culture celebrates early Christmas, which it does every year, earlier and earlier. Subtly, we often are persuaded and taught by our culture to see the birth of Christ as a consumerist holiday, focused more and more on the individual. It is true, we may not be stealing things from other people's doorsteps, but none of us are blameless. We are all affected by the culture, and we could do better to live this holy season. We must ask the questions. Do we dishonor God and our family by shopping on Sundays? Are we spending more than is responsible to keep up with others? Are we celebrating Christmas almost exclusively according to our secular calendar, which has a definitive end on December the 26th, and that's it? Sadly, we must admit that we need to reevaluate our society. We live in a world where people don't think of others, where neighbors no longer trust one another. To quote the first reading, we must ask the question, has God not allowed us to be delivered up into our guilt? We are reaping the rewards of turning away from the Creator. The society that loves God first and its neighbor as itself will naturally be one of communion and one which brings about peace more and more. However, abandoning the Ten Commandments leads us to mistrust others, to fear, and to be obsessed with self-preservation. In the midst of all this, the Lord continues to call us back to Himself. You do not know when the time will come. Be watchful. Be alert. The Advent season is closely linked to the Second Coming. It is this coming that we eagerly await and profess each Sunday in the Creed. These days until Christ's return are truly a time of mercy, a time to forgive and to be forgiven, a time to prepare to look at the Lord face to face when it's our time. Christ the King will fulfill all things and bring about His reign of unending peace, justice, and love. It is not a time now to seek fulfillment in creation, but to use all the things we've been given to find true gratification in union with the Creator. We must watch not our neighbors, but watch ourselves more closely. Likely, living in a culture of consumerism has led to a gradual wearing away of our Catholic conscience. It happens to all of us. It is for this reason that we have this time of grace. Advent is to allow us to refocus. Before we celebrate, let us take time to prepare for Christmas. Jesus came as a child, and he will come again to bring all things into fulfillment. We are asked, can we watch with him? Can we hold off on the busyness and the consumerism for a couple weeks just to watch? During these next few weeks, let us step back from the expectations of Christmas and just prepare ourselves. He has come. He is here. He will come again to reward all who live not for themselves, but for him.